الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم لا تخزن ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون، يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We are all here to learn, and this just refreshes and reminds us for us, whether it's me, whether it's anyone. And as our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib say, that in the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that a reminder is beneficial for the believers. In fact, Hazrat says that sometimes it comes on our tongue. What is the use of telling anyone? Especially nowadays, when it looks like nobody wants to listen. And then we also give up. We also say, what's the use of telling? Whether it's our children, whether it's our family or anyone, we see that it looks like nobody wants to listen. But the command of Allah Ta'ala is wadhakkir, remind. And Allah says a reminder is beneficial. If anyone else doesn't benefit, you benefit. And as it explains that when, for example, now I'm speaking, my ears are the closest to my lips. What I speak, I'm hearing first. So you will benefit. So by talking about the right, a person benefits. So Allah makes it that we take benefit all the time. And whatever the talks of deen are, it shouldn't be so much more than it is for others, it's for ourselves. First, it must be for ourselves. It is famous of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, or some great buzurg, that old lady brought a child and said, this child likes to eat a lot of sweet things, so give him some advice that he must not eat sweet things, it's not good for the health, for the teeth, etc. So he said, they bring him back next week. So after 1 week, brought him back, then told him, beta, child, see, not nice to eat sweet things, not healthy, and they don't eat. Then the person said, but you could have told this last week also, why you gave me all the trouble to come back? Said, I myself had that habit. And if I say it like that, it won't have an effect. So I gave up the habit. Allah give us also tawfiq. And in that, our nafs, the nafs and shaitan, are two of our worst enemies. And we fall prey to their dictates. And we forget, shaitan didn't create us, nafs didn't create us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one. One is to have a helper, somebody who helps you, a servant, you pay the person. One is you have a khadim, a person who makes your khidmat, etc. One is you have a slave. Today they aren't slaves anymore, but in the days when they were slaves, then we had slaves also. So more than a slave also, we belong to Allah Ta'ala. Because the slave also, what he earns also is for his master. It's not for himself. His whole, everything of his is for his master. But the master didn't make the slave. He doesn't, he owns the slave in the sense of a technical term. But he didn't make the slave. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is that being who has made us. We are more than what you call even a slave to Allah Ta'ala. So we should be more totally, we should give ourselves, Allah give us tawfiq. And in this we find ourselves very weak. We are more, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, رَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى, a person who made his own hawa, his own desire, he made them his God. He wants to satisfy himself always, whether it is doing something for name and fame, doing it to show people, but it is for his own sake. Whether his food he eats, what type of food, he doesn't see whether it's permissible, not permissible, the time, whether it's Ramzan, not Ramzan, Roza, not Roza, he just wants to eat. All this is like an animal. How an animal carries on. And Allah Ta'ala didn't create us like that. He created us ashraful makhluqat. It is famous about Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh that summer hot days of about 11, 12 o'clock, he was going around with a lantern. So people asked him, Hazrat, everything in order? So bright sun, so much of light, and you going with a lantern, you walking around? So he said, I'm looking for an insan, human being. So he said, all these people, places, the marketplace filled with people. They are not people. He says, I'm looking for what you call an insan. Not as in the ashar of Hazrat which we heard, that ho ke bhi insan, that so we are insan, janwar se nahi hai kam. We are less than even animals. Allah Ta'ala save us, Allah Ta'ala protect us. What will be our condition? Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, the Nabi of Allah, and the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the true man of Allah, how much they have recognized Allah Ta'ala. Their namaz, they want Allahu Akbar. They know in front of whom they are standing. Allah forgive us. That for us, Allahu Akbar, the Muazzins, Allahu Akbar. And these people, their faces become pale. That the greatness of Allah is being proclaimed. But today for us, laughing at that time, talking, engaging in all. Adhan happened, or Adhan started, Adhan carried on, Adhan finished, and it didn't really mean anything to us. May Allah Ta'ala make qadr of the shi'ar of Islam. Adhan, it may be Adhan, whatever it is, all this we should have greatest of respect for this. The Adhan, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali explained that one lady in Bombay whose life was a very bad, evil life, but at the time of her passing away, she started speaking in Arabic. So the house people were surprised also that, yeah, we don't speak Arabic, our language is Urdu, Gujar, Hindi, English, whatever it might be. But she's speaking Arabic and they didn't understand. They called the Imam from the Muhalla and he came and he saw she's speaking pure and good Arabic. So he asked, and what he heard what she was saying, so he asked him, what type of a woman was she? So they say, you also know, everyone in the Muhalla, in the neighborhood, all know what kind of a woman she was. But however, one thing was, she was saying that, هَذَانِ رَجُلَانِ يَقُولَانِ لِي أُدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. These two men are telling me, enter into Jannah. So they say, one habit she was, whenever Adhan used to go, she should keep quiet and tell others keep quiet. Just encourage all to keep quiet. Allah Ta'ala. And today it happens that people of the masjid, we disrespect the Adhan. And when we are in the masjid, there is a nikah, and after that we meet one another, and if Adhan happens to take place, or there is a bayan, and people are meeting one another. One friend of us told us that on one occasion in a janaza, there were people were talking. So he announced, people, is a mayyat here, janaza, respect the mayyat, respect the janaza. Afterwards, one young friend of his came to him and told him that you made a wrong announcement. You shouldn't have made that announcement, because this is the only time people meet with one another and they talk and discuss, ask, how are you, etc. At the time of janaza, at the time of Adhan, so Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to respect. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Ulul Azam Nabi, great, great Nabi of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. He said, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي, oh Allah, do not disgrace me, يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ, the day when people will be resurrected again. And what will be that day on the day of Qiyamah? Where nothing, nobody's authority will be. لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Only Allah's authority. Yeah, today in this world, I say it's my authority. I'm the father and the head of the family. You must listen to me. I'm the head of the country. I'm the head of the of my organization. You must listen to me. But on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no one. And our amal will be brought forward. Illa man tab. Those who make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive them. And their amal, Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is so kind that not only will He hide away the amal, but He will change them into good deeds. And we should also regularly make dua that, Ya Allah, from your side you add more good deeds. Allah does this for whom He wants to. And we only have to beg of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala that He shows His kindness. So anyway, that will be a day, Yawma wala tukhzini, do not disgrace me, Yawma yub'athun, the day when people will be resurrected. And then the Quran Sharif says clearly, illa man wala tukhzini Yawma yub'athun, Yawma la yanfa'u malu wala banun. When mal, our wealth is not going to help us. And banun, our children not going to help us. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Only that person who comes to Allah Ta'ala with qalbi saleem. From there, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it's clear that either a person's heart is qalbi saleem, a healthy heart, not the physical heart, the spiritual heart, or it is qalbi saqeem, a sick heart. A sick heart that you hear the talks of deen, but doesn't have effect on you. Like we were so many people, no matter how much you explain to them, bayans, whatever, whoever explains, but it just doesn't have an effect, because the heart is sick. And for that, a person must be in continuous, all the time in the company of the righteous and the pious, and to wash away all that dirt and evil which is in the heart, which is on the heart, to remove it, it is a great effort. So here in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala reward our ulama, reward our shaykh who has explained the how a person can have qalb-e saleem. And in the tafsir of it, which Allah Hazrat has explained on Allama Alusi, Ruh al-Ma'ani, on his tafsir, that first, and see how beautiful the mufassireen. First, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ, that when wealth will not have benefit a person. So the first tafsir of five signs of a qalbi saleem, and it is for me to see and for me to make endeavor to try and bring, make my heart qalbi saleem. So the first tafsir of is of maal. And the tafsir is, the sign that a person has got a good heart, الَّذِي يُنْفِقُ مَالَهُ فِي الْبِرِ, that person who spends his wealth in good causes. So we should see if we are spending our wealth in good causes. There are many people, mashallah, their hearts just open up whenever there is any good cause, their hearts just open up. And the real giver is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We should look at our pockets and how much we have got. But when the heart is a good heart, and you are connected to Allah Ta'ala, then whenever any occasion of good deed, the person will just open his heart and give. So, first and foremost, we have to see what's the condition of our spending in the path of Allah. Today, money we are spending, but it's in which causes are we spending them? Where and where is our money going to nowadays? Whatever function, whatever occasion it can be, that how many things? Sometimes you have, if you have, for example, some with the tea, some biscuits, and those biscuits are put into a plastic packet, and then it is perhaps stapled also, closed, and then they tell you that this is homemade. But just don't think it is bought from the market, that it's covered in a plastic and all that. It's homemade. But all the extra, the amount of money of ours that is going in all, Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahib Rahmatullah Ali on one occasion explained in detail how our money is being used in wrong causes. So the first thing is we should see that we spend our money in the right causes. And we should open our hearts and spend in the right causes. Second, الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ, that person who guides his children to the truth. And today, as Maulana also explained a little bit, and one friend of ours is busy writing a kitab, that how on social media and all the tablet, all these things, the PlayStation for the children, how they have infiltrated almost in everything. And the small children, their minds are being also corrupted. And all this evil is being taught to them from a small age. And it, in a way, how a small child will adapt to it. What makes him think like that? All the evils are there. And today, as a parent, one person he explained that in Makkah Sharif, it was time, was probably Maghrib Namaz. And then when Maghrib started, to keep the child quiet, the mother put on the cell phone with some music to entertain the child. And the music playing loudly, and all the people around there, they hold their namaz all upset. And after that, one person who could not take it, he went immediately after namaz, he switched it off, and that woman became angry on him, that how can you come and just switch it off? So today, Allah Ta'ala, so this bringing up of our children and guiding them to the right to way. One person writes that his wife is expecting, and he says, but I see my children when they go to our grandparents, how they are being spoiled there. What things they have been given to eat, etc. What things they, how their lives are, what freedom they are given. And today, whether it is small children, and they're playing together, boys and girls, cousins, all boys and girls, but all the evil temptation, and what they are learning on, and what they are seeing on the cell phone, on the tablet, on all these gadgets, it's so dangerous. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala protect us. To what levels we have it. So this is a very important thing. A person's heart that is correct, he will guide his children towards righteousness. And الَّذِي يُرْشِدُ بَنِيهِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ. Then the third is الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ الْأَقَائِدَ الْبَاطِلَ, that a person who hasn't got wrong beliefs in his heart. There again, whether it is through the internet, whether it is through the YouTube, whether it is through Google, whatever, people are different. They know how to target the people's minds. Like a person who markets something, he looks for his proper market, where he can market his goods, where it can sell. Today, they know exactly how to get the minds of the people. And today, who is not glued to the phone? Wherever you can think of, it's a problem. Whether it's with our children, whether it's in an institute, whether it's in a school, the phone is a big problem. And it's controlling the minds of people. And today, how we have become slaves of it, and how it is controlling us, and the wrong beliefs that are coming. In fact, one book that is out, that once some organization called some person, some sheikh, to speak to ulama, and he spoke to about 200 ulama who are teaching in schools, and he explained all these things, and then he presented his book to them, and in his book, he presents all the false beliefs of Darwin's theory of evolution, and he says how it can be compatible to the Quran Sharif, the Big Bang theory, and many people, they're making it compatible to the Quran Sharif, that the Quran Sharif supports such things. So these things are becoming so common, and so are overtaking all of us. So a person, al-aqaid al-baqila, is too much also out there. And that is also something that we all have to work and try and get rid of. And how many of us will take the Islamic kitab? There are so many kitabs, authentic, reliable kitabs on aqidah, to make sure that our aqidah, our beliefs are correct. We might be sitting with some wrong aqidahs and we don't know about it. On one occasion, we met one person who believed that shaitan is also a god, like Allah is Allah. Shaitan is like Allah, he believed, and there's some people who believe this, that Allah is the god of good and shaitan is the god of evil. That shaitan makes you do evil, he's got power. Whereas our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi says, the Sahaba complained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of wasawis, that we get evil thoughts. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the reply and the remedy to it and started with Alhamdulillah illadhi. That all praise is due to Allah who has kept the wasawis of shaitan only to the limit of waswasa. Like as we are sitting here, shaitan can put evil thoughts in our mind, but he can't pick us up from here and take us to some evil place or go and do some evil. That he hasn't got that power. So he isn't a god. Allah has made him a test for us. And he put all evil thoughts in our minds. And but he can't force us to do anything evil. So anyway, so all these batil aqidahs are very, very dangerous. And then the fourth thing is الذي لا يكون في قلبي غلبة الشهوات التي تؤدي إلى النار. That he hasn't got so much of lust in him that it takes him towards Jahannam. So that is another thing which is today promoted left, right and center. In every way it is promoted, the lust. Lust is in a person. And it must be taken and directed in the right way. And Allah has made the right way for it. But today it is being exploited. And every person is being used to exploit that evil. No matter who it is, people are taken in the wrong direction. And how many, many people have got this complaint that my lust is out of control. My eyes are out of control. I'm looking all the time at evil, whether it's on the roads, whether it is on the phone, wherever it is, or whether I'm fantasizing. That is another great, great evil that has also come in to people. So that is another thing that a person has to work on in order to get qalbi saleem. And Allah says, illa man atallaha bi qalbin saleem. That person will be saved on the day of Qiyamah of all that ordeals and that who comes with qalbi saleem. So Allah Ta'ala make it possible for me, first of all, for all of us, that Allah Ta'ala bless us in His mercy with a qalbi saleem. And the fifth is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ جِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي يَكُونُ فِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ. That there is no one and nothing in his heart besides Allah Ta'ala. And in one sense, Allah Ta'ala has been so kind to us that He gave us our five times namaz, in which where it's our farz, it's our duty, it's a gift from Allah, and it's also an occasion that you can train yourself to be connected with Allah Ta'ala. And if in our namaz we get connected with Allah, then the rest of the time we will be also connected with Allah Ta'ala. But we all know our condition in namaz. Like in food, in eating also. All of us, good people also, we know when we start eating, there is no Bismillah. During eating, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr is not heard also. After eating, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana, the most famous dua, no dua is heard also. Namaz also, how many of us, we start our namaz, we don't think of Allah. A whole namaz, we don't think of Allah. End of namaz, still we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. And if perhaps by chance, after namaz we read Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, then we think, oh, whole namaz is finished, and I didn't think of Allah Ta'ala. And if a person just has to think a little bit, what I was thinking about in my namaz, and what absurd things, he was thinking about. Whereas namaz, Allah Ta'ala says, aqim salata li dhikri, establish your namaz, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. And we are such, it looks like, that we make our namaz for everything else besides the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. And if we learn to remember Allah properly in our namaz, then out of namaz also we will remember Allah. Then we will think of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Allah Ta'ala guide us towards righteousness. Allah Ta'ala brings the reality of deen into our lives, inshallah.